a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. Well, when I die, lay me down in the ground next to an old beer joint with the party crowd, where it sounds like the radio. Back in 94, you know, hook a speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time, soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
Good evening from North Arkansas College in Harrison, Arkansas. It is time now for Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball. Tonight, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears take on the Taylor Lady Tigers in the 1A State Elite Eight. Yeah, the quarterfinals here at North Arkansas College. The Lady Bear basketball being brought to you by the Bank of Salem and Mammoth Spring at Salem. Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Baxter Family Health Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent, in Fulton County, Palace Drugstore in Mammoth Spring and Salem, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, FNBC Community Banker, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, broker with offices in Thayer and Willow Springs, Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Ozarka College, Mammoth Spring School, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Those are your sponsors for Lady Bear basketball. Again, the Lady Bears taking on the Lady Tigers from Taylor, Arkansas here in the State Elite Eight. The winner will advance to play in the Final Four on Saturday at noon at North Arkansas College, and they'll take on the winner of the game between Wonderview and Concord. That'll take place tomorrow. So the winner will not know who they're going to face until after that game tomorrow afternoon. Again, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Taylor Lady Tigers getting ready to tip it up here in about 8 minutes. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more from North Arkansas College in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, has a degree plan just for you. Surgical technology, nursing, automotive, and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, precision machining, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Technical Center in Ash Flat and our Welding Center in Mountain View, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, Make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And welcome back again to North Arkansas College here at Harrison, Arkansas. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Taylor Lady Tigers are warming up, getting ready to go here for this quarterfinal matchup, the Elite Eight of the 1A State Tournament. Winner moves on to the Final Four on Saturday. For the loser, it'll be the end of the season. I want to remind you the schools participating in this state basketball tournament game are members of the Arkansas Activities Association as authorized by their school board. The administrators of these schools have helped to write the rules and regulations that govern participation of students in competitive activities for the schools that are members of the Arkansas Activities Association. I want to say thank you to our Lady Bear Boosters for this season. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Towing and Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supportive Living, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Street, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear Basketball. Again, the teams continue to warm up here. A good crowd on hand here to cheer on the Lady Bears. A lot of blue in the stands right now. Of course, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, blue and white, and the Taylor Lady Tigers, also blue and white. So kind of hard to see where the line is over across the way in the fans between Mammoth Spring and Taylor. And, again, like I said, both teams continue to warm up. We're about 4 minutes away from the tip-off, so we'll take another break. We'll come back with more in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamra Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Your next car, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick and GMC in West Plains is your goal. Taylor's an Ozarks native. He knows that honesty and fairness means the world. Go by and see Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something. Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back to North Arkansas College here at Harrison, Arkansas, the 1A state tournament. It is the Elite Eight, the quarterfinals. Mammoth Spring and Taylor getting ready to square off, both these teams. With a first-round matchup, Taylor a winner over Guy Perkins. And for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, if you didn't catch the game yesterday here on K-Country 95, Mammoth Spring Bears with a big win as they roll to defeat Jasper. And I believe the final score was 79-36. In that one, Mammoth Spring with the victory. Both these two teams continue to warm up. Head coaches for the Mammoth Spring Bears, it is, of course, Coach Scott Small. And Devin Grace is the coach for the Taylor Lady Tigers. We're just a little over a minute away from the tip-off between these two teams. And been some good basketball here. We just watched a boys contest, not a real close game, but it was fun to watch. We saw a lot of really good plays there between Brinkley and Dermott in the boys matchup that just finished up. Both teams will head to the sidelines now. We'll get some final instructions here from the coaches, and we'll get your starting lineups for both teams, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Taylor Lady Tigers. We can pretty well tell you the Lady Bears starters. They'll be the visitors on the scoreboard again tonight. They're in the road blue. White lettering on the jersey, actually black lettering on the jerseys, trimmed in white and black. Then the Taylor Lady Tigers will be the home white team on the scoreboard. They'll have the blue lettering on the jerseys. And we are just about set to go for the starting lineups. Lady Bears will be introduced first as they make a few announcements here. Here at North Arkansas College, home of the Pioneers. Banners everywhere as we look around. Pretty good program here at North Arkansas College. Lady Bears, as the announcer just said, will be the first team introduced. They are the visitors on the scoreboard. And we'll get them as they take the floor here. Number Bryn Washam, the first player out, wearing number 4 for Mammoth Spring. Bryn coming off a 20-point game last night. Adriana Corbett, number 24, another senior. Number 3 is another senior. There's Laney Young. Lady Bears start 4 seniors, 1 sophomore. An experienced defending state champion team. Tay Davis wears number 23. And the only sophomore in the starting lineup, number 5, Molly Corbett. Molly had a nice game yesterday, finished with 15 points for the Lady Bears. Now we'll get the starters for the Taylor Lady Tigers. First player out is number 4, and that is Heidi May. Next out, and trying to see the number on the jersey, her hair is hanging over, number 40 is Grayson Lyons. Next out is number 5. That is Brooke Nunn. Next out, we'll check it here. Number 30, that is Gabby Bradford. And the final player out is number 12, and that is Gina Braswell. Those are your starters for the Taylor Lady Tigers. We get set for basketball action. The coaches We'll again talk to their players here, get some final instructions, and we'll be ready to go. We are high up in the stands here, up in the balcony tonight to watch the ball game. Got a bird's eye view. We'll be able to see every play. Teams are set to jump it up. Tay Davis will step into the center circle. The jump for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. The ball is in the air. Tay controls the tip off to Molly Corbett. Molly back to Adriana. Now to Davis. Davis picks up her dribble. Goes to Molly on the left wing. The Lady Tigers like the pressure of the basketball. And Coach Small talked about it last night after the game. If you can handle the pressure, you get some good shots at the basket, but they're going to press you all over the floor. Quickly back the other way after the missed shot, the Taylor Lady Tigers. They're going to lob it inside. Pass back out. We'll try to get these names and numbers that go inside. Turnover stolen by Tay Davis. Tay up the floor. Finds Young. Young across to Molly Corbett, and she is hit as she tried to go up with it. So a foul is going to be called on the Taylor Lady Tigers. And I believe Molly Corbett will go to the free throw line. Are they going to say it was on the floor? No, they say it was in the act of shooting. A foul on number 12, and that is Gina Braswell. I like the view up here, high up in the bleachers, but it is dark. They need more light. Hard to see the scorebook. At the line, Molly Corbett sets for the first one. It's on the way off the lip of the rim. No good. Molly misses the first free throw. She'll get one more. Looks to get the Lady Bears on the scoreboard first. Corbett's second shot is up, and it's off the rim. No good. Rebound, though, inside by Adriana Corbett. Out to Washam for three. It's good. Brand Washam knocks it in. And the Lady Bears take an early 3-0 lead thanks to a good offensive rebound there by Adriana Corbett. That long three by Brim Washam on the dribble, working it inside. It's going to be knocked away. Good defense as Tay Davis come to help in the post. Knocks it out of bounds on the baseline. And the Tigers will inbound, looking to come in. They're trying to work it into the middle. They want to play inside. They've got a ball loose out of bounds off of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. I believe Nunn had it slapped away from her. She tried to dribble out of traffic. Mammoth Spring sets up the defense. Taylor with the basketball. Taylor on the dribble. Shot out. No good. Long rebound chased down by the Lady Bears. Brim Washam, she's tied up, and it'll belong to the Lady Tigers. The Lady Tigers will inbound number 5. Nunn going to trigger the ball in on the baseline. Nunn slaps the ball, waits for her teammates to break. Still looking for help here, trying to work it in. Does, right into the lane. It's stolen by Laney Young. Off to Washam. Washam with one player in front of her, goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Brim Washam with the first 5 points of the game. And the Lady Bears are out on top 5-0. Quickly back the other way, May, number 4. She dribbles, almost picked off there by Davis. They work it down low to Braswell. She'll take it back outside. May's going to fire a three-pointer. That's good. Nice shot by Heidi May. Gets the Lady Tigers on the scoreboard. Tay Davis with the basketball. Passes it down to Washam into Corbett. Corbett lost the ball. It's going to be loose, and they're going to say off of the Lady Tigers. Mammoth Spring basketball. Lady Bears will inbound underneath their own basket. Tay Davis holds up the one finger there for that play. They'll bring it in to Washam. Washam thought about the three, drives in, goes underneath, and it's off the hands of Adriana Corbett and out of bounds. So the Lady Bears turn it over. It's 5-3. We've played 2 minutes here in this first quarter. Mammoth Spring and Taylor. Lady Tigers, Lady Bears. Good back cut there by the Lady Tigers, but they couldn't make the layup. Quickly the other way, Molly Corbett gives it inside now from Laney Young to Washam. Washam missed the layup. Looks like she might have got hit there. No call. Back the other way with the basketball. May with Young all over. They lob it down inside. The shot up is blocked, taken by Tay Davis. Tay will push it the other way. Takes it down the left side all the way into the lane. Holds up across to Young. She thought about the three. Didn't take it. Gives it to Corbett. Back out to Davis. Davis drives in the lane. Spins. Pull-up jumper on the way. Is no good. Fight for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called on Adriana Corbett. Adriana came over the back there trying to get that offensive rebound. She's going to pick up her first foul. Lady Bears ran out to a 5-0 lead. Since then, Taylor has scored three. Mammoth Spring has not scored in a while. 5 minutes left in the quarter. May picks up the basketball. Excuse me, that is Nunn, and she needed help. Finally got it. Gives it off to Lyons. Lyons drives in underneath. The shot up is partially blocked, and it's going to go off of number 30. That is Bradford. Bradford couldn't hang on to it, so Mammoth Spring will head the other way on offense. So far, they've missed a couple of easy shots that you usually see the Lady Bears make. Adriana with the basketball off to Young. They quickly jump out on her. They work it inside. Washam with it. She tried to go up with it. We're going to reach in foul called on the Taylor Lady Tigers. We'll see. I believe it's going to be number 4. It is. May picks up her first. That is the second on the team. So Lady Bears, again, will inbound the basketball. Looking to come in. They'll bring it into Corbett. Corbett in the lane, kicks it out. Davis for three. It's on the way, and it's good. Tay Davis with a long three. Lady Bears up now 8-3 with a basketball. Nunn drives in. They'll back it back out. Good defense. Molly Corbett staying right with her on the dribble. Nunn trying to get free. Down the lane, puts the shot up on the run. Good play there by Brooke Nunn. She just kept the ball, wasn't going to give it up. Come back the other way, Washam to Corbett, out to Young. Young for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound by Bradford. Quickly back the other way. Three-point Mammoth Spring lead. Brooke Nunn, last time down, she kept the ball the entire time they had it. Finally dribbled in the lane and shot the ball. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. Molly Corbett had it, goes to the floor. Then have a jump ball. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Coming in now for the Lady Tigers, number 35, and I'll have to go to my scorebook. That's one of the freshmen that they moved up. Number 35 is Macy Downs. Seeing her first action here. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. They swing it around the outside. Molly Corbett drives the baseline. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound by Adriana back up. No good. Or actually, that was Bryn. Washam back out now to Young. They go inside. They swing it around. Davis for another three. It's good. Tay Davis has hit a couple of long threes, and the Lady Bears back up by six now, 11-5. Nunn will bring it into the front court. Takes it into the lane. Had it slapped away, picked up by number 35 again, who just checked in. That is Downs. Her shot up is no good. Rebound bounces out, goes right to Nunn. She goes to basket, no good. Five-foot rebound controlled by Molly Corbett. Up the floor. Lady Bears got numbers. Pass off to Adriana Corbett. She's going to go up and draw a foul. And that is going to be on Macy Downs, number 35. Adriana, I believe, will go to the floor. No, they said it was on the floor. So she is not shooting free throws. Mammoth Spring to inbound. Oh, they're going to turn it over as they throw it over the head of their teammate. Up the floor, shot up, off the glass, and in. Number 12. That is Braswell, and we got a timeout. Your score, 11-7, Mammoth Spring by 4. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
A solid game plan is key to success. When selling your home, ask your agent. How does the commission I pay encourage other agents to help us sell? At Monarch Realty, we split your commission equally with every other agent in Missouri or Arkansas to get you to the finish line. Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, broker.
And again, welcome back here to North Arkansas College. Lady Bears called the timeout there, leading by 4, 11-7. 2:38 left to play in this first quarter. Lady Bears will inbound the basketball. Tay Davis will bring it across half court. She's picked up right there above the three-point line. Pass inside. They come outside to Adriana Corbett. Adriana will give it to Young. Gets it back in the lane. One dribble. Kicks it out. Molly Corbett. Molly into the lane. Back out to Davis. Davis driving in. Gives it to Adriana. Adriana across to Young. Down to 9 seconds on the shot clock. They go inside. Adriana's going to put it up left-handed, put it in. Good shot. Adriana really can use that left hand inside. She's seen her make a bunch of those over the last few days. Her first two of the ball game. Almost a steal there by Tay Davis. She knocks it out of bounds on the baseline. It'll still belong to Taylor. Still inbound. Number 4 May to trigger the ball in the corner. She's guarded by Young. Looking to come in, still looking, finally gets it in. It's tipped and stolen by Molly Corbett. Molly off to Washam. Washam to the basket, and she lost it. High dribble got away from her, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Lady Bears missed an opportunity there. Now they had some numbers, just couldn't get the couldn't control the basketball. 13-7, it's a six-point Mammoth Spring lead. A minute 43 left to play first quarter. May with the basketball outside, trying to get around the defender. Kicks it into the middle to Downs, and she traveled. Macy Downs trying to fake and get around Tay Davis. And that's hard to do. Davis is so quick. She stayed in front of him, caused the travel. Mammoth Spring back on offense. They'll swing it down to Washam in the corner. Back out to Corbett. To Young, behind the three-point line, left side. Across to Davis, inside to Washam. Washam back out. Davis is going to fire another three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound is controlled and stolen then by the Lady Bears. It's controlled by Taylor, and they turned it right back over. Kay trying to get around the defense, picks up her dribble, gets it to Corbett. Adriana in the lane, kicks it back out, and she traveled. And she did. Picked up that pivot foot before she made the pass. So turnover gives it right back to the Taylor Lady Tigers. Right now, a little pressure from the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lainey Young pressing May as she tries to bring it up the floor. On the dribble, May gets across half court, hands it off to number one who's checked in. Again, we're going to have to go to our roster, another freshman. Shot up, no good by Down. Picked up by the Lady Bears. Quickly back the other way, Mammoth Spring. Lainey Young, one dribble. She needs help now. Got to find somebody to pass it to. Does Davis. Tay Davis. Around to Corbett. Back out to Tay. Tay driving down the lane. Nice pass underneath to Corbett. She couldn't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Back up again. Again, it won't fall. And the rebound controlled by Down. Lady Bears had a couple of opportunities there down low. Quickly back the other way. The freshman who just checked in. Again, I apologize. I'll get their numbers here or their names. That was Hamlin who just checked in, but Downs made the shot in the lane, and it's down to a four-point ball game as we end the first quarter. 13-9 your score. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it by four. We'll take a break. Back for your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Oh. Listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
And welcome back again to North Arkansas College here at Harrison, Arkansas. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading by four at the end of one quarter, 13-9. And they've had some opportunities to build this lead out a little bigger. They missed some easy shots inside, had a couple of turnovers. Hopefully we'll get settled in here, and the Lady Bears will see the team that we're used to seeing here. Not bad, though, still leading by four, 13-9. 7:57 as we're just underway, second quarter. Nunn trying to spin away from Corbett. And that's hard to do. Finds Downs down low. Pass underneath to Hamlin. Her shot is blocked. It goes out of bounds off of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Number one, Kendall Hamlin, who checked in. Another freshman for the Taylor Lady Tigers. Inbound play. They're going to bring it in to May. She thought about the three. Drives in the lane. Kicks it back out. Pass underneath. It's going to be stolen by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear. Up the floor, Lainey Young with it. Lainey picks it up, gets it out to Davis. Kay, one dribble right back to Young on the wing. Across the floor to Molly Corbett. Molly drives in the lane, kicks it out to Young. Around to Adriana. To Tay Davis. Tay trying to get baseline. Holds up. Pass underneath. Is going to be knocked away and going to be stolen. Ooh, just barely got it before it crossed the end line down there. Now stolen back, and we're going to get a foul called. If that's Adriana, that'll be her second. Lady Bears commits the foul, their first here in the second quarter. And that foul was on Lainey Young, her first. 7:10 left to play. Nobody scored yet here in this second quarter. May has the basketball, Young all over her. Out to Nunn, Brooke Nunn. Guarded by Molly Corbett. Good matchup there between a pair of number five. Ball loose on the floor, diving after it. Tay Davis, Adriana Corbett down there fighting for that ball. And she ripped it out of there after the jump ball was called. Aggressive out there. Adriana will inbound the ball to Tay Davis. Lady Bears head the other way. Their basketball on the alternating possession. Davis to Corbett. over to Young. Laney back out to Molly Corbett. Molly thought about the three, gives it to Laney. Back around, they swing it to Davis, inside to Adriana Corbett. She falls down. The ball's picked up by the Lady Tigers. Going to the basket, shot up, no good. Rebound by Molly Corbett. So hand off to Davis. Lady Bears quickly head the other way. Lady Bears, if they could get some shots to fall here, they could put some distance between them and the Lady Tigers. They're just struggling. Did anything to go here early, and again, another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Number 30 going to check back in for the Lady Tigers. Number 30, that is Bradford. Gabby Bradford back in and going out. It's Downs. Downs giving some good minutes. The freshman, you get a breather. Nunn has it outside, again, guarded by Molly Corp. Driving in the lane. Shot up by Bradford. It's good. Good pass by Nunn to Bradford. And the lead is down to two. Mammoth Spring heads back the other way. Molly Corbett, she's knocked down, and we're going to get a foul called. Let's see who that foul's on for the Lady Tigers. It's on number one, Hamlin. Mammoth Spring will inbound. They're struggling trying to find a shot here against this defense from the Lady Tigers. Laney Young with a basketball out to Corbett. They're backing off of her. Adriana Molly with a basketball now. They work it inside to Davis. Davis puts it up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Inside, and it's going to be picked up. Another jump ball. This one will belong to the Lady Tigers. So it will be Taylor basketball. They have a chance to tie it up here. It's 13-11. 5:36 left to play first half. Not the start the Lady Bears wanted. They came out all right. Had an early 5-0 lead. But since then, Taylor has actually outplayed them with a basketball. Pass inside, stolen by Adriana Corbett. Her pass way up the floor, and Davis had to save it back in, but right into the hands of Taylor. May with it. May pushing the ball up the floor. Holds up. She's going to shoot the long three. That's in and out. No good. Good box out there by Adriana Corbett. Adriana pushes the ball up the floor, gives it to Molly. Molly drives in, back out to Davis. Davis had the ball slapped away over to Molly Corbett in the corner. The ball is knocked away, touch last, by the Taylor Lady Tigers. The Lady Bears will have the basketball, leading by two. Jaylee Tyson will check in, and Molly Corbett will get a breather. Mammoth Spring set to inbound. They'll bring it in to Tyson, out to Adriana Corbett, right back to Tyson. He gives it around to Young. They know the shooters. They're out there on Young and Washington when they get the ball behind the three-point line. Adriana Corbett with a strong move to the basket is going to draw a foul. A foul on Bradford, number 30. Her first. Neither team in any foul trouble. Nobody with more than one for either team. Adriana at the free throw line makes the first. Lady Bears' first point here in this second quarter. They really have struggled to get any offense going. We're halfway through the second quarter. Second shot is good, but we know how fast they can explode for a bunch of points. Almost a turnover there. Nunn wasn't looking, and the ball almost hit her in the head. She has the basketball now, passes on the wing to May. May dribbles all the way around, stops, backs it back out behind the three-point line. Guarded by Tyson. Tyson, good job moving her feet, staying in front of her. Off to Nunn. Nunn had it slapped and taken by the Lady Bear. Young, and then Young's going to be fouled by Nunn. That's a little frustration there after Laney made the steal. Brooke Nunn, frustrated, tried to get the ball back and was called for the foul. Her first. Mammoth Spring with a four-point lead in the basketball. High post to Adriana Corbett. Adriana holds up. Turns, comes out to Washam. Bryn going to drive down the lane. Puts the shot up left-handed. Beautiful move by the senior, Bryn Washam. She's got seven, and the Lady Bears now are back up by six. May with the basketball, guarded by Tyson. Looking to get free on the screen. Picks up the dribble. She needs help. Pass out to Hamlet. Now back over to Nunn. Nunn with Tyson on her. Trying to get around Tyson. Now a long three. That's 40 feet away. hits the rim, comes off, and a long rebound comes out to the Lady Tigers. Another rebound, Hamlin, another with Bradford. They are controlling the offensive boards right now, just more physical. Bradford's second field goal here in the quarter. Davis drives to the basket. She's going to draw a foul. I believe that one's going to be on May. If it is, that'll be her second. They said the foul was on the floor. That's already the fourth foul on the Lady Tigers here in this second quarter. Inbound play to the basket. Shot up. Missed layup. Wow. You won't see Brynn miss many of those. I mean, she was wide open and just threw it a little hard off the backboard. Shot on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound. Davis has it. Tate pushing the ball up the floor, but too many white shirts in front of her, so she'll hold it up to set up the offense. Gives it to Young. Young looking inside. Bounce pass over to Corbett, Adriana, into the corner to Davis. She thought about the three. Tate picks it up. Back out to Young. To Davis in the middle. Now to Corbett in the corner. Adriana drives in the lane. Puts the shot up off the glass and drew the foul. We'll see who that foul was on. If that's Bradford, that'll be her second. It is. Gabby Bradford just picked up her second foul. That's going to put them over the limit. Lady Bears will shoot two the rest of the quarter. Shot on the way by Corbett is good. Adriana has made three out of three at the free throw line. She's got 5 points. And she sets for the second free throw. Back out to a five-point lead. Second one is on the way, and it's good. Corbett's got six. Lady Bears up by six, 19-13. Nunn on the dribble, trying to get around Young. Gets it to May. She's going to fire for three. That's no good. Long rebound, though, controlled by the Lady Tigers. They're doing a really good job on the boards, keeping them in this game. Laney Young gets the rebound, hands off to Davis. Davis back to Young, and now right back to Davis. They bring it up the floor. Tay crosses half court, 25 on the shot clock, 2:19 on the game clock here in the second quarter. Davis behind the three-point line gives it to Washam. Washam will hand off to Tyson. Tyson on the dribble back over to Davis. Davis looking inside. Back out Washam for three. A long three-pointer. Rebound by Tyson. Tyson is going to be fouled as she tried to pass the ball out to Young. And that's going to be, I believe, check, wait till they post it on the board on who that foul is on. Number 12 called for the foul. And that is Braswell, her second. Daly Tyson missed that first free throw. Daly will shoot another here. Trying to give the Lady Bears a 7-point lead, and she does. 20-13. 2 minutes, and Tyson with a steal. Jaylee with the basketball. She'll give it to Young. Back over to Davis. Davis underneath to Washam. She'll put it up and in and draw a foul. Lady Bears, maybe a little bit of a run here to end this quarter. They've built the lead out to 9. Washam at the free throw line, and I believe Coach Grace wants a timeout. 22-13, timeout taken. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back again to North Arkansas College here in Harrison, Arkansas. Lady Bears had been cut to a 2-point lead, but since then Lady Bears have went on a, well, figure it up here, looks like a 7-0 run, make it still 7-0, and a rebound on the missed free throw by Adriana Corbett. Washam missed the free throw. Corbett got the rebound. So Lady Bears leading by 9 with the basketball. Into the corner, Young. To Corbett. Corbett looking inside. Adriana will give it back to Davis. Davis picks up her dribble. Over to Adriana Corbett. Back over to Tyson. She's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound taken by Nunn. Quickly back the other way. Lady Tigers with the basketball. May has it in the corner. They jump out on her. She's already hit 1-3. Gives it to Nunn. Top of the key. She looks at a double team, gives it over to Braswell, right back to May. May guarded by Brynn Wash. Now over on the side, we got a travel call. Good defense. Adriana Corbett aggressive as she closed out on the shooter. And the shooter fell down and was called for the travel. Down to a minute two to play in this first half. Mammoth Spring by nine with the basketball. See if they can stretch it out here to a double-digit lead. Laney Young to Tyson, right back to Young. They swing it around Davis. Bears patient here on offense. Underneath to Davis. Davis inside to Corbett. Corbett out to Tyson. Right back to Corbett. Adriana with the basketball. Picks it up. Gives it to Young. Down to nine on the shot clock. Davis to Tyson. Back to Davis. Davis underneath. Corbett, she'll put it up and draw a foul. And the shot clock was almost down to zero when that foul was called. See who the foul was on. It was on number 35, Downs, her second. She's got two. Adriana Corbett back to the free throw line. Adriana's first free throw is on the way. Everybody else seems to be struggling at the free throw line, but Adriana continues to knock them down. She's 5 out of 5, has 7 points. 10-point Mammoth Spring lead. Second one on the way is good. 6 in a row for the seniors. Lady Bears up by 11, 24-13, 25 seconds left to play here in the half. Pass underneath, all alone, lost the ball. It's loose on the floor, jump ball, and it'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Good job by Jaylee Tyson. She got there on the floor and tied up the Lady Tiger. 17 seconds left to play in the half. Lady Bears looks like they might get the last shot of the hat and go half and go in with a double-digit lead. Davis with it. Davis gives it to Washam. Washam underneath to Corbett. Corbett looking for help. Out to Davis. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Hey, Davis knocks another one down. Her third three. And Mammoth Spring leads it 27-13 over the Taylor Lady Tigers. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with your halftime stats here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
The Arkansas Activities Association, which is sponsoring this state basketball tournament game, is a voluntary, nonprofit educational association of some 500 junior and senior public and private high schools of Arkansas. The regulations which guide these events are adopted by the schools themselves and determine the type of program they believe to be most desirable for high school youth. Halftime, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading by 14-27 13 over the TaylorMade Lady Tigers. We check the scoring. For TaylorMade, the leading scorer was Gabby Bradford. She had four first-half points. 3 points for Heidi May. Two apiece then for Brooke Nunn, Gina Braswell, and Macy Downs. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, good balance scoring the three of their seniors. Brynn Washer with 9 points. Tay Davis with 9 points on 3 three-pointers. 8 points for Adriana Corbett, including 6 out of 6 at the free throw line. And then 1 point for Jaylee Tyson. Lady Bears come out, took an early lead in the ballgame, 5-0. But the Lady Tigers battled back. They cut it to 2. It was 13-11. And then the Lady Bears went on a run, outscoring them 14-2 the rest of the way to build this big halftime lead of 14 points. Again, the winner of this game will play in the state Final Four on Saturday at noon here at North Arkansas College. If the Lady Bears continue on this path and hold on and win, of course, we'll be here for that game on K-Country 95. They'll play the winner of tomorrow's game between Wonderview and Concord. I know a lot of Lady Bear fans would love to see Concord win that game and get another shot at them. Concord was the team that upset the Lady Bears in the regional semifinals, kind of surprised a lot of people. So Lady Bears a chance to get a little revenge if they can win this game and then Concord wins their game. We'll have to wait and see what happens. That's a long way away. At least 2 days, right, until Saturday. Again, at the half, your score 27-13. No real foul trouble for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Nobody with more than one for the Lady Tigers. They have 4 players with 2 fouls, including Heidi May, Gina Braswell, Gabby Bradford, and Macy Downs. All have 2 first-half fouls. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more from North Arkansas College in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The most important thing at our dealership is taking the very best care of our customers. We strive for a completely satisfied experience every time you come see us. Stop by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears. Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
And again, welcome back here to North Arkansas College in Harrison, Arkansas. Both teams have just returned to the court here. They'll get warmed up and ready to go with our second half of play. I want to say thank you again to our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Street. Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer. Allen Supported Living, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law, and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring. Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer. Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Thayer Walmart. Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing in Thayer. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Alton and Thayer. Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer. First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring and Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer. These two teams battling it out here in the state Elite Eight in Class 1A. The Lady Tigers come into the game at 31-7. They're coming off a win over Guy Perkins in the first round of the tournament. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears come in at 37-5 on the season. And they are coming off that big win over Jasper here yesterday afternoon and trying to make it two in a row here with this win over the Lady Tigers. We got about a minute and a half left here in this halftime break. We'll be right back with your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its Great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Again, welcome back to North Arkansas College here in Harrison. The Lady Bears and the Lady Tigers are ready to go with the second half of play. Coaches talking to their teams, and the starters will head back out on the floor for Mammoth Spring. Molly Corbett is going to run over the scores table and check back in. She checking back in. J.D. Tyson, who finished that first half, will go to the bench here. And for the Lady Tigers, looks like they'll go back to their starters here. As we get underway in the second half, it will be Taylor basketball. Just a 14-point lead, still anybody's ball game. Lady Bears got to play good sound defense and take care of the basketball. Turnovers have been a problem here in this ball game early, but seemed to correct that toward the end of the second quarter. May fires a three, no good. Rebound ripped down by Adriana Corbett. Adriana will give it to Davis, and Davis across half court on the dribble. With the basketball, Davis looks to the wing, gives it left side to Young Laney. Holds on to it. She'll bring it outside to Molly Corbett. Molly underneath gets it right back. She's going to fire for three. That's on the way. No good. Adriana in there got tied up to the rebound, but they didn't blow the whistle. And the ball comes out to Taylor. Nunn pushing the ball up the floor all the way to the basket. Can't get it to go. Davis with the rebound. Up to Young. Laney stops behind the three-point line. Gives it to Davis. Out to Washam. Washam to Corbett. That's Molly Corbett. Around to Adriana. Adriana will give it to Davis in the corner. Back out to Molly. In the lane, Molly to the basket, and she's going to be called for the travel. And she did. She took a few extra steps there as she tried to go to the basket. So the Lady Bears will go back and set up the defense. They lead it by 14, 27, 13. Almost a steal there. Corbett got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Molly with another nice defensive play. And the Lady Bears again will set up the defense. Nobody scored yet here. We played a little over a minute, actually a little over 2 minutes. I was right the first time, a little over a minute. My math is better than that. And as I say, that's an easy one for the Lady Tigers. Number 12, Braswell, puts it up and in. Her second field goal, she's got four. Back down to a 12-point ball game. Tay Davis with the basketball on the wing. Gives it to Adriana Corbett. Corbett out to Molly Corbett, right back to Adriana. They'll swing it around, and almost a steal. It is a steal. May with it. May up the floor, going to be fouled by Adriana Corbett. Fouled before the shot, so the bucket will not count. So it's talking about Lady Bears got to take better care of the basketball here, turning it over there. And the lead is only 12. Inbound play, they're going to bring it in to Braswell. Braswell, bounce pass underneath, and it's tipped by the Lady Bears and out of bounds. Lady Bear fans across the way, they thought one of the Lady Tigers might have touched that ball. Nunn will trigger the ball in, brings it in to May. And Laney Young got a hand on it. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be picked up by Adriana Corbett off to Davis. The Lady Bears get it right back on the turnover. Still have not scored yet here in this third quarter. We played almost 2 minutes. Tay Davis with the basketball. She looks inside, waiting on the cutter, comes out to Washam. She's going to fire for three. Now they've scored. Bryn Washam with another three, her second. She's in double figures now with 12. Lady Bears back up by 15, almost a turnover. Dangerous pass. Nunn has it. It's tipped and stolen by Adriana Corbett up the floor. Corbett gets it back after a pass over to Washam and puts it up and in. Lady Bears now with a 32-15 lead, and the Lady Tigers want timeout. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ah, listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
And we're back again at North Arkansas College here in Harrison. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have built a 17-point lead. Their biggest lead of the ball game. We're about halfway through this third quarter. Still in the huddle. Coach Small going over something with his team. They'll go back out on the floor. It will be Taylor basketball. The Lady Tigers will bring it up the floor. 5:39 left to play third quarter. Again, the winner of this will play in the Final Four on Saturday against the winner of the Wonderview Concord game. May will give it to Nunn. Nunn gets across half court on the dribble. She's double-teamed, needs help. Ball's loose on the floor, knocked out, touch last by the Lady Tigers. Right now the pressure from Mammoth Spring is bothering the Taylor Lady Tigers. Mammoth Spring basketball. See if they can build on this 17-point lead. Tay Davis with it. Looks inside, finds Washam. Washam out to Young. Back out to Davis. Open for three. It's good. Tay Davis. She's been on from behind the three-point line. That's her fourth three. She's got 12 points, and the Lady Bears now lead it by 20. And Laney Young going to get called for her second foul. A little bit too aggressive there defensively. And pushed the offensive player there, trying to guard the basketball. Nunn will inbound. Brooke Nunn looking to come in, and she does. Gets it right back. Swings it outside. One dribble over to May. May working it inside to Bradford. Bradford puts it up. King gets it going. The rebound pulled down by Tay Davis. Tay pushing the ball up the floor. Always got her head up looking underneath. Gives it to Corbett. Out to Young. Young for three. It's on the way. Oh, in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Nunn. Nunn quickly back the other way. Pass on the wing and then inside. Stolen by Davis, and Davis is going to outrun everybody to the basket. Double clutch. Missed the shot. Washam with the rebound. She'll put it back up and in. Washam with 5 points in the quarter now has 14 in the ball game, and Lady Bears now by 22. Starting to pull away a little bit with the basketball. Lady Tigers had it slapped and taken away. Davis with the ball up to Washam. Washam to the basket. Going to put it up. No good. Davis with the rebound back up, and she's going to draw a foul on Nunn. Brooke Nunn called for the foul. That's her second. That's five of the Lady Tiger players that have two fouls. Tay Davis at the free throw line. Sets for the first. It's on the way. It's good. Tay with 13 points. Her first free throw, she's made 4 3-pointers. Several subs coming in here for Taylor. Actually, just one. The other two are headed down to talk to the coach. Well, it can't be that many players. That's 6 players on the floor. Actually, I just see 4 players. There they are. There's the fifth. Hit over in the corner. And they're going to turn it over. Mammoth Spring basketball. 24-point lead now, 39-15. They have blown this open here in the third quarter. Kay Davis with the basketball. She's going to give it high post to Corbett out to Washam for three. It's on the way. It's good. Bryn Washam, her third three. Bryn now with 17 in the ball game, and the Lady Bears lead it by 27. We got a foul out front. Tay Davis or Bryn Washam, they were both there. They're going to call it, I believe, on Tay. Her first. So the Lady Tigers will inbound on the sideline. Down to 3:36 to play third quarter. Mammoth Spring really picking it up here in this third quarter, and it's going to be another turnover on the Taylor Lady Tigers. The Mammoth Spring will get the ball back. Hamlin going to check in, number one, and Nunn, who made that pass, is coming to the sideline. Davis with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor. Hamlin, just a freshman. Got a couple of freshmen playing a lot of minutes, Hamlin and Downs. Lady Bears so far tonight have just played six players. Jaylee Tyson, the only player off the bench to get in the game so far. And that'll change if this score stays like this. Tay Davis with the basketball, and we got a timeout called by Coach Small. 42-15. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And again, welcome back here to North Arkansas College in Harrison, Arkansas, the 1A state quarterfinals, the Elite Eight. Mammoth Spring trying to fight their way back into the Final Four for the third straight year. They built a big 27-point lead here in this third quarter. They led at the half by 14. Quickly passing around the outside. Corbett gives it to Davis. Davis in the lane. Out to Washam for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Adriana Corbett. Back out to Davis. Davis pass to Young. Young thought about the three. Works at high post to Washam. Back out. Davis going to take another three-pointer. She's knocked down. Tay had already hit four threes. Now she's going to get to shoot three free throws. And she'll go to the line, and that foul was on number two, who had just checked in, and that is Brynlyn McClinton. Tay Davis makes the first. Davis having a big game here. She's got 5 1/4, 14 in the ball game. Missed the second. She'll get one more. Davis steps to the line. Third free throw is on the way, and it is good. She made 2 out of 3. Davis now with 15 points, and the lead is out to 29. Lady Bears could put a little bit more distance on them here. We'll have a quick fourth quarter. Inside to Downs. Downs looking for help. Picks up her dribble. Comes back out. Three-pointer on the way. Is off the rim. No good. Davis with the rebound. Tate up the floor. Finds Corbett. Corbett, oh, she thought her teammate was going to cut to the basket. And threw it out of bounds. She thought that, I believe she thought Washam was going to cut to the basket and Brim was kind of fading out there for that three. And she threw it right out of bounds. So turnover inside to Downs. Downs goes up, can't get to go. Rebound by Adriana Corbett. She'll give it to Davis quickly. Up the right side of the floor, Tate driving in underneath to Molly Corbett. Molly back out. They swing it around to Tyson, who just checked back in. Off to Davis for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by the Lady Tigers. 44-15, a minute 50 left in this third quarter. With the basketball, McClinton gives it off to May. They swing it around. Shot is up. It's no good. Long rebound. Going to be chased down by the Lady Tigers. Out to May. She'll fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. We're going to have a foul called. On the block out, good job by Jaylee Tyson. She got inside position trying to hold off the offensive player. That foul, I believe, if that's down, that's it. Foul action was on number one, Hamlin, her third. Lady Bears with the inbound. They'll push it up the floor. Molly Corbett back out to Tay Davis, and Tay will set up the offense. Stops at the free throw line, kicks it out. Washam for three. It's off the rim, no good. Bradford with the rebound. Kamei. Down to a minute 16 to play. Underneath, the shot up is no good. Rebound, though, by the Lady Tigers, and we get a foul inside on Mammoth Spring. So the Lady Bears with another foul. And didn't see who it was on. I believe it was going to be Adriana Corbett, her third. With a minute 8 to play in the third quarter. Still a 29-point Mammoth Spring lead. Hamlin's first free throw is no good. Hit off to the side of the rim. Hamlin couldn't get it to go. Young checks in. And Tay Davis going to get a breather. Second shot here for Hamlin, the freshman, is up, and it's good. One out of two. That is just the third point of the quarter here for the Lady Tigers. With the basketball, Brim Washam driving in. Nice pass off to Molly Corbett. They swing it around the outside into Molly. Molly back out to Tyson. Tyson back to Corbett. Corbett goes to basket, puts it up, and puts it in. Molly Corbett with a nice move. She'll get the bucket, her first point of the game, and now the whistle blows. I had my head turned to write the score down. I believe they called a technical on the Lady Tigers. They did. Technical foul was called. Molly Corbett will step up here, I believe. Is she going to shoot the technical? Well, she's going to shoot the foul. She was fouled on the shot. Molly makes the first. While she's there, she'll just shoot the technical, too. Lady Bears now up by 31. Free throw is no good. She'll get one more. And Molly steps up to shoot the second technical shot here. It's on the way, and it's good. So Corbett made two out of three. And the Lady Bears lead now is at 32. Going to be a quick fourth quarter. 48-16. They have held the Lady Tigers to just 3 points here in this third quarter. Lady Bears in this third quarter have scored 21 points. To the basket, all the way up and in, Bryn Washam. And Bryn with a big quarter. She's got 10 points in the quarter, 19 in the ball game. With a basketball, none, and the ball is kicked. Laney Young with the kick will give it back to the Lady Tigers. None will trigger the ball in. 35.5 seconds left here in this quarter. Underneath, pass off to Hamlin. She's on the floor. Lost control of the ball. Goes down to the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. The referee down there helping Laney Young back up. Alternating possession, I believe, will belong to Taylor. No, now they say Mammoth Spring basketball. So Lady Bears will have the ball on the alternating possession. Tyson is double-teamed, gets it off to Corbett. Up the floor to Washam. Washam with a nice pass to Corbett. Molly up and in. That was a nice break for the Lady Bears. I don't think that ball ever bounced on the floor. Pass in the middle, knocked away, stolen. Tyson with it. She'll give it off to Adriana. Back up the floor to Molly Corbett. Molly in the corner. Washam. Open for a second. Didn't shoot the three. They swing it around. Tyson for three. It's good. Jaylee Tyson. Big third quarter from the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and they have blown this one wide open. Leading now 55-16. That is a 39-point lead. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at NAECI.com. That's NAECI.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to North Arkansas College, the 1A State Elite Eight. And right now it is all Mammoth Spring outscoring the Lady Tigers in that third quarter, 28-3, and leading now by 39 points. A steal by Mammoth Spring. That's a travel. She took like three steps. Pretty obvious travel there, but she's trying to get control of the basketball. Lady Bears will turn it back over. And the inbound play here for Taylor. They'll work it around to the side. Braswell puts it up. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Mammoth Spring. Tay Davis up the floor to Young. They've got Corbett underneath. Molly goes to the basket, puts it up and in. Another beautiful move by the sophomore who's really come on here in the second half. Didn't score in the first half. And right now she has, it looks like, 8 points. None with the basketball. She's trapped, looking for help. Drives baseline. We're going to get a foul called. And I believe they're going to get Bethany Robbins, who just checked in. The sophomore, number 12, Bethany Robbins, called for her first foul. It is a 39-point lead. Inbound play underneath. Nunn puts it up. Long shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Molly Corbett with a good save. Off to Davis. Pay pushing the ball up the floor. Davis. On the dribble, backs it back out. Good decision. Nothing there. She'll give it to Tyson. Tyson in the corner to Corbett. That's Molly Corbett. Back out to Robbins, to Young. Young thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it to Davis. Over to Tyson. She'll fire for three. And the rebound pulled down by Robbins. Back out to Molly Corbett. Lady Bears running some time off the clock. We'll have a running clock here in this fourth quarter. Lady Bears missed the shot. Rebound by Davis. Back up and in. Tay Davis with two more for Tay. Have to figure up the scoring here. Looks like she has 17 with the basketball. Taylor, they are down by 43 points. Pass down low. It's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Mammoth Spring. Clock continues to run. We're down to 5:37. And it's going to continue to run while they decide on who's going to throw it in. Lainey Young and Tay Davis will come out now. They'll get a breather as Allie Reisner and Lauren Parker check in. Almost a steal. It's picked up by Reisner. She's tied up and goes down. Help back up by Nunn for the Lady Tigers. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. 5:12 left to play. Looks like we're going to be back here Saturday for the state Final Four. We'll try to get the names and numbers of some of these players. They got some of the freshmen checking in. Actually, several freshmen have played already for the Taylor Lady Tigers with a basketball. Molly Corbett drives baseline, picks up her dribble. Pass underneath to Tyson is tipped by the Lady Tigers out of bounds. And, again, that clock continues to run. Even that ball's out of bounds before they inbound it. Allie Reister going to trigger the ball in. Looking to come in. Still looking to bring it in to Tyson. And it's going to be a turnover. Picked off by the Lady Tigers. Quickly back the other way. May. Swings the ball in the corner. Back out to Braswell. Shot on the way. Three-pointer is good. And that was number two. Number three. That is McQuinnon. Madison McQuinnon. Her first three. We got a loose ball out of bounds belonging to Mammoth Spring. More people checking in. Krista Crawford and Kylie Williams in. Jaylee Tyson. and Molly Corbett out. So now all the Lady Bear starters are on the bench. And the Lady Bears will inbound. Crawford with it, swings it around to Robbins, into the corner to Parker. Back out front to Williams. Williams to Crawford. Back to Parker. Lady Bears swinging the ball around the outside. Looking for that opening here against this defense from the Lady Tigers. Lady Tigers with a steal. Mate with a basketball. She's going to take it up the floor, holds up, kicks it back outside. Down to 3:22 to play. Shot on the way is no good. Five for the rebound underneath, picked up by number 12, Braswell. She'll put it back up and in. Her third field goal, she's got six. Whistle blows as players check in, but the clock continues to run, which is a good thing. 59-21. It is a 38-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Kylie Williams with it. Her pass inside tip, and then it's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by the Lady Tigers. Taylor will have the basketball. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball. Lauren Parker takes the inbound. Lauren on the dribble, bounce pass. She thought Kylie Williams was going to cut to the basket. She tried to lead her and threw it just a little bit too far out in front of her. So Lady Bears turn it over. We're down to 2:30 to play. Don't forget, your post-game report is coming up here in just a few minutes. Of course, that's brought to you by Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County. Taylor with a basketball. They swing it around the outside. May gets the ball, and she'll dribble all the way back out around front. Content just to pass the ball around. Now three-pointer on the way is short. Rebound fought for. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. Touch last, I believe, by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And they'll run off another 20, 25 seconds here waiting to inbound. As they switch players, down to a minute 40. Mammoth Spring. Again, we'll play the winner of the Wonderview Concord game here tomorrow. They'll play on Saturday, of course, in the Final Four. Rebound on the missed shot by the Lady Tigers. They swing it around the outside. May with it. Looks for help. Bounces it all the way back out to half court. Down to a minute 26. Back out to May. We've got a lot of subs in here right now. Nolte into the game, number 10. Three-pointer up and in by number 23. That is Barr. Heidi Barr with her first points of the game. Makes it a 35-point Mammoth Spring lead. Krista Crawford is going to answer with a three of her own. Good shot there by Krista, her first point. And the Lady Bears run back the other way on defense. We're under a minute now. Mammoth Spring getting closer here to the state Final Four for the third straight season. The defending 1A state champion. Driving to the basket, shot up, and we're going to get a foul called. Clock is going to run here. This is probably going to do it here, these free throws, by number 10. And, again, that is Nolte, Aniston Nolte. Aniston will set for the first free throw. It's on the way, in and out, no good. Down to 15 seconds to play. Another sub will check in. And Nolte will shoot the free throw, and this is going to be the ball game. Shot is on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound by the Lady Bears, and that's going to do it. 62-24. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with another victory. We'll take a break. We'll come back.